Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Hi there, and welcome back to another episode of Martial Talk. We're here with host Daniel Kim and co-host Jairus Maranga. Now on to you, Daniel.
Yes, welcome to Martial Talk. This is a podcast where two martial artists talk about stuff. Stuff like why BJJ is not the best martial art in the world. That was our first episode, so you better go watch that first. And ask the questions like, why are we here? Why we actually suck at fighting, even though we practice martial arts? And all those stupid yet entertaining questions that we ask ourselves in the shower.
All right. Now, on today's episode, we're going to talk about how martial arts evolved, coming from two Eastern dudes, the journey to the West, how martial arts came to be, and the basic history of most martial arts, right?
More or less. You know, I mean, one thing I'm going to get out here first is most of our research just comes from random online sources, so yeah, we're probably not accurate.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
Yeah. Thank you, Wikipedia. Yeah. You know, we're probably going to scroll down Wikipedia, and then we're just going to find out new information as we go, probably, as well. But I'm pretty sure Jairus probably has some stuff written down, because Mans is responsible.
Like, somewhat.
Somewhat. All right.
Since we're like two college students and all that, I really want to see more research paper done on martial arts, but that's just me, though.
Yeah. I mean, pardon?
Maybe there's some articles or research papers or analysis papers about what's called certain martial arts and stuff. Mm-hmm.
What is it? For one of my last semester classes, I had a Korean cultural class, right? And I actually did a presentation on Taekwondo and how it's kind of like evolving today, which, you know, it isn't much. I'm going to be honest. It isn't much. If anything, it's getting more useless, but, but yeah.
I see. All right. So should we kick things off with something more Western or so?
Well, I mean, it's journey to the West, so we should probably start off with Eastern martial arts, right?
Which topic do you think we should cover? Because I got a bunch here. Actually, let's start with something that we're familiar with. Let's say Taekwondo, right, that you and I are both somewhat familiar. I know you're very familiar with it.
But yeah.
All right. So with Taekwondo, I know it originated from, of course, Korea. Am I right?
And yes, you are right.
What else was there? I know there's like two versions of Taekwondo too, WTF and ITF, right?
Yeah.
Now,
and quick tidbit, it's now called WT Taekwondo because people say WTF stands for what the fuck. So they actually changed it to WT Taekwondo. But, you know, I still call it WTF, but
So, with WT and ITF Taekwondo, mm-hmm, I know There's another what's called predecessor to Taekwondo, if I remember right. It's called Taekyon, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah, Taekyon, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the origins of Taekyon here. Well, what's your take on it?
Oh, okay, origins of Taekyon. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it comes from an even older martial art, but it was a very general martial art called Suba, I think that's what it was called. Mm-hmm. But it's Taekyon itself originally was meant for war, like most martial arts, but similarly to Taekwondo, funnily enough, it got evolved more into a combat game system.
Kind of like a sport. Hey?
Yeah, it was, it's not really a sport, it's a combat game. Like, they specifically say it's not a sport, it's a combat game. Oh, okay. Because, yeah, but I personally think it's more of a sport at this point, but, but yeah, it's a very dance-like martial art, mm-hmm, that, you know, like, is similar to capoeira in certain aspects.
That is actually pretty true.
Yeah, but it's not as like flashy or like spinny and flippy as capoeira.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did Taekwondo originally was derived from Taekyon, right? But how did it came to be? Let's talk about
It's a bit complex because there's actually a lot of debate on whether Taekwondo actually came from Taekyon.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. A lot of people just say it's similarly just based on the name, but not really the art itself.
I see. So it could have it could have been a whole different discipline by itself, not originating from anything, right?
I'm pretty sure the history of Taekwondo, funnily enough, Taekwondo isn't that old of a martial art. It's not that old. I think it was developed in the 1940s, I think, actually. It was during war times.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. And it's based off of karate and some Chinese martial arts as well.
I see.
Yeah.
All right. Well, since most martial arts are derived because of like first self-defense and for war, do you think some other martial arts were formed because they wanted to do it for sport? Because I've been doing a little bit of research and
wrestling,
I believe, is just one of those things. It was meant for sport, I believe. Like ancient Greco-Roman wrestling. Again, I could be wrong here, but I'll like double check my facts here.
You know what? That's why we got Wikipedia.
Let me log into that right now. Wrestling. Okay.
Oh, Jairus, remember to have an earbud in when you're recording.
Oh.
Because my voice is going to record on your Audacity.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Oh, and we're only saying Audacity. This is not sponsored, but you know Audacity.
And they could sponsor us.
You'll know.
Maybe, you know. Yeah. Maybe. Wait, I'm gonna put the headphone in.
Mm-hmm.
Is this working right now? Testing.
Yeah. You sound fine.
Oh, still.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. But
yeah, all right.
It's not coming from my headphones though.
Bruh.
1 second to edit.
Oh, you're making my editing job harder. Oh.
Fuck.
Oh, Jairus. Oh.
My fucking settings here. But okay, so let's talk about wrestling here. Let's talk about wrestling. Wrestling originally was derived from a sort of physical competition to see who was the better man compared to, you know, the two people that are competing against each other. Mm-hmm. So basically it's been used in warfare and stuff like that, but I feel like it was originally made for sport, just to be like, you know how deers, moose, and bucks want to compete with each other for, I was about to say bitches, but women. Whoops. Edit that out, please.
No, because that's more work for me. And, we got to have some kind of entertainment value in this because
true.
We're not that funny.
True. But basically, I feel like wrestling was derived as a sort of way to not mimic, but it's our own way as males to be able to, what's it called? Alpha each other, dominate each other.
Yeah.
What's good?
I guess it depends on like how you see it though. Just because like if you see two deers headbutting each other, that's their form of combat.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, you could still say wrestling was still made for combat, right?
That is true. Okay, is this thing working right now? My headphones aren't fucking working for some reason. Give me 1 second here.
Yeah. Are you making sure, check your speaker settings. So go into, you know how it says mute on the bottom left-hand corner?
Mute?
Click the arrow and go into selected speaker. You might just have to select your earbuds from that.
Oh, yep. Power Beats Pro. Okay, testing.
Hello?
Okay, yeah, that's perfect. How's my quality?
Yeah, is it working now?
Yep.
You're fine, dude. Your mic quality is like better than mine.
All right. Perfect. All right. Any other martial art we can talk about?
I mean,
actually, you know what's an interesting martial art to talk about when it comes to history?
What?
BJJ. Even though we already talked about that.
Hey, yo, we talked about that, but BJJ.
We can milk the fuck out of that, yo. We can
milk the fuck out of that. We can milk the fuck out of that. But I feel like, yo, I mean, we already like shit on BJJ so much last time.
True. But hey, let's revisit back to that topic here. So BJJ originated from jiu-jitsu, if I'm not mistaken here, correct?
It's a step where it's judo originated from Japanese jiu-jitsu, but BJJ originated from judo. So in a way, it still was developed from jiu-jitsu, but I'm pretty sure it was actually created by judoka.
Judoka, I see.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? How did it came to be, actually? Because I've read a little bit of thing here from Wikipedia that it was some sort of martial art missionary trip to go over to South America and introduce the martial art, right?
Yeah. It was, I'm pretty sure what pretty much like quick summary is Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, the guy who like originated BJJ, was a judo practitioner in Brazil, right? But because he got injured, he had to come up with new ways to do the sport without like traditional judo techniques, right?
I see.
So he kind of adapted judo into more groundwork and created like that system around it.
That's actually very interesting. Very interesting here. And so it's amazing to think how certain limitations can force you to think outside of the box and be able to come up with all these different techniques, because he started using locks, levers, and all that, right?
Mm-hmm. And like that's the very essence of a martial artist that wants to evolve his art, right?
Exactly. Same thing goes into boxing, because it's very limited by just like using its fists and stuff, right? Now, talking about boxing, not as a martial art here, but as a sport, as like professional boxing, amateur boxing here, not against like in the streets. There's a lot of different ways. There's a lot of different ways that boxers develop techniques in order to up their game more in the ring. The main theory of boxing is to hit and not get hit. And people like Mayweather, Mike Tyson, James Toney, Pernell Whitaker, and Willie Pep form techniques based on their own style and how to succeed in boxing and all that. Now, talk about boxing here. Let's talk about the history. So, a little intro to boxing here. There's amateur boxing and then there's professional boxing. In amateur boxing, it is 3 3-minute rounds with 1 minute round rests. So, of course, people will be the action will be a little bit more high paced in that short span of time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And okay, I'm getting off topic here. We were supposed to talk about the history, but
yeah. But bro, who cares, man? If we get off topic, we get off topic. You know, we just need to keep talking. Honestly, whatever interests you is pretty much what we can talk about anyways, and whatever interests me we can talk about anyways, so
So basically, with that certain limitation, boxers have found a way to use their feet to their advantage. The saying to hit and not get hit is the essence of boxing. There's another passage from Sun Tzu's Art of War. It was, I think it was striking.
Dang. Yes, sir. This man's pulling off the Art of War. Let's go.
I studied that shit like the Bible, yo. But the Art of War, something along the lines is like, strike where your opponent's not the most weakest, but strike for a position where your opponent can't strike you back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, a great fighter, Lomachenko, he uses footwork to his advantage. Same with Tyson. But talking about the history of boxing here. Oh, man. Boxing was actually a really, really fucking brutal sport from what I remembered. I mean, I wasn't born at that time, but the gloves, they didn't have like fucking 16-ounce, 10-ounce shit. They only had wraps, and they just had like a, it looked like a fucking oven mitt that they put on their damn hand and shit.
Yo, what is it? Yo, that style of boxing is coming back. There's bare knuckle fighting championships now. Did you know about that?
I actually did not. Fucking educate me on that right now,
please. Dude, okay. I'm going to send you a YouTube link right now because that is so brutal.
Oh, let me show you something here. I think I still have it, but it's an old boxing glove from way, way, way back when. But send me that boxing video though.
Like that leather, like that, like one leather, like the single layer leather gloves, you mean? Like those old?
Yeah, yeah, those ones. I can find it though.
What is it? What's that bare knuckle fighting championships thing? There's like, what is it? Oh, a few of the older, more retired UFC fighters are actually going into it.
Actually.
And I'm thinking like, that's terrifying though. Like, I don't think I'd ever be able to do something like, cause I already think MMA itself is super brutal.
It is. I don't think I can ever do something like that.
Yeah, myself. I don't think I can ever do something like that. Like, I'd die.
I mean, for sure I can box and shit, but man, just think about how my knuckles will be fucking destroyed. I mean, you see this thing right here? This thing isn't the heavy bag and all that, but when I hit this, it hurts my fists. But yeah, I kind of hit it to the point where it doesn't bother anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, but, you know, I do not want to see my fist broken by another man's forehead.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I can't find a fucking glove. I think it's in my washroom or something. I don't know what it was doing there, but...
Your washroom?
Yes, actually. I think it's still in there. It's... No time to grab it. But continue.
Time to grab it. There's like retired UFC fighters. I think Anthony Rumble Johnson, he's going into bare knuckle. And I'm thinking like, that has to destroy everyone.
Wow, that's actually very interesting.
Yeah.
Let's talk about techniques that could develop from bare knuckle boxing here. Since there are no gloves.
Yeah.
And their hands are wrapped all the way to their forearms and stuff. Mm-hmm. What sort of techniques? Now, let's say not offensive techniques, but defensive techniques that one could possibly see in the near future for bare knuckle boxing.
I actually think more traditional techniques will start coming back.
Oh, like forearm blocks, leverage blocks, yeah, forearm and stops blocks and all that?
Elbowing the fists and stuff like that. I think that will start coming back more.
Yeah, there's also other techniques too, such as leverage blocks. Like, for example, how would I describe this? If let's say I'm going in with an overhand, my opponent is going to not block like this, but he'll stick his hand out. And he'll have his hand on my shoulder like that to like stop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a leverage block. And I use that most of the time in boxing. It's old school, but it works every time for me. Another thing that I do is called the stop, is where when I punch, I stick my hand out. I don't frame off against them. I actually put my hand on their glove and keep them from punching like that. Mm-hmm. And then I just start fucking whacking with my other hand and shit. Do you think techniques like that could still be implemented one day in the future of bare knuckle boxing?
For sure. Stuff like that, I think they would probably do it more just because it's a lot safer for them to do it instead of like trying to block like with their forearms, even if it's bare knuckle, because the wraps are going to start scraping your arms.
That is true.
Yeah, and I think they only wrap it to like here. So it's not like old, like it's not like traditional like Muay Thai like wraps all the way down like here. But it's actually only like up till here, so it's pretty much just like a boxer's wrap.
That's crazy.
But I think they just have like a bit more of like a thicker layer here. Like I think they put some kind of casting here. But I sent you a link to the video.
Oh yeah, perfect. I saw.
Yeah, it, dude, so. It's violent, dude. There's so much blood. Like I thought like screen. UFC was bloody every once in a while, but this is like another level, dude.
I'll start sharing my screen here in a bit. Where is the share button, actually? How do I present?
There should be a screen share at the like right at the bottom of the screen.
Pause, stop. Oh, share screen right here.
Yeah.
Share. Okay, can you see my shit?
Yes, I can see your shit.
Perfect. So, we're going to go into Safari here. Unmute, and we're gonna put this bitch in full screen.
I'm just like, okay, the last time we actually watched these
shit, what was that? Sorry, continue.
Last time we were doing screen sharing, it actually didn't let me hear the volume. It might be in your options, but honestly, like, whatever. As long as you can hear it, it's fine. And we can see the video. So,
true.
Yeah, so, just the volume.
For you?
Yeah, for me, but it's okay.
Okay. But, whoops. 3, 2, 1, end.
Yeah, let's go. Dude, it's so violent. There's already blood, dude.
Fucking savage, yo.
Yeah, and they just, they like mixed like the octagon with the boxing ring, so it's like an octagonal shaped boxing ring.
I love that. I fucking love it. It's like a, it's like you have the freedom. Actually, no. Not even the freedom here.
Mm-hmm.
It has the essence of less protection of the MMA, of UFC and MMA, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it's just boxing.
Yeah. And there's, I haven't seen any kicks in it, so I don't think you're allowed to kick people.
I mean, it's called bare knuckle boxing.
Well, I mean, no, it's not called bare knuckle boxing.
Oh, it's not?
Bare knuckle fighting championships.
Oh, shit.
So, like, I'm just, like, wondering. See, look at his wrist. Like, you can see, like, the extra, like, casting to prevent his, like...
Holy shit! That's fucking brutal!
Yeah. And I was like, I don't even know if I can watch, like, a lot of this, though. It's just so violent.
They hit, like, MMA people.
Yeah.
You know what I really want to see now? What if an actual boxer, like a professional boxer, a good one, were to go into that?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, that was a good 1-2 there. That was a good 1-2.
Yeah, but it's like super violent.
It is.
But boom. I think they're actually, we have some amateur boxers actually in there. I think it's just because like they didn't take off in like actual boxing.
Oh, I
see. So they would join this instead. Because this is a really new, like, this is still relatively new. And, like, it's, I think it's still under, like, 1 million subscribers on their channel, so.
I see.
Yeah.
Hey, dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this fucking dude, yo. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Dude, they look so scary. Like,
I want to see more defensive techniques. Holy shit, this is just straight up brawling.
That's the thing, though. This, like, fighting championships is straight up just people, like, bar fighting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, basically, this is bar fight. It's awesome, though. Holy. Oh, yeah, my God. Awesome. That was a fucking
amazing.
Was that low? Holy shit, look at the fucking.
They're just exchanging. You know, like, that scene in, like, Creed? When, like, Apollo Creed and, like, the big, like, what's his name? The Russian dude or whatever. They're, like, exchanging blows. They're just, like, bang, 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 bang. Like, that's literally what they're doing, but, like, bare knuckles.
That shit's fucking awesome. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was right, a good fucking counter. Oh. Man just kept coming. Yo, the disrespect. Stop
watching this before we get copyrighted.
Actually, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
The fucking disrespect on that last one. Holy shit. That was awesome. I have yet to do something like that because I'm too shy.
Hey, but, we all got to start somewhere, bro. You just, you know, take your time.
True. When I first knock down somebody I'm going to be respectful about it.
Mm-hmm.
And try and not get beat up by their coaches and trainers if I do that shit. Because there's like a certain level of respect that you have to show your opponent and stuff, right?
Which, I mean, let's be honest, a lot of boxing these days is a lot for show. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of disrespect. But like the thing is, like, this is what I noticed, though. Like with UFC and like the zone boxing, they always have beef with each other, but it's like they need to sell, right?
Yeah.
So like that's the beef and disrespect that they're doing. You see like right after their fights, right? They're like respectful.
They make up and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, I kind of feel that though, because as someone who's been in like multiple fights outside of boxing in this life and shit, just because I've had like beef with people and stuff, mm-hmm. afterwards that beef goes away and we just fucking hang out like buddies. And
that's fair.
And honestly, I don't know how the fuck it happened, but I just go with the flow, I guess. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And like some of my friendships were born that way. Good stuff. Okay. Now, going back to actual history here.
Yeah.
Fuck. So we talked about BJJ, a little bit of wrestling, mm-hmm. all right?
Oh, yo. You want what's a super underrated martial art that nobody talks about?
What's up?
Leithway.
The art of the nine limbs. I see.
Like, I nobody see. Talks about it, but it's like, it needs that more, like, attention.
Sure, that shit's brutal as fuck, not gonna
yeah.
lie. I don't even think, it's like bare, wait, do they wear gloves in Leithway?
It depends, because, like, it's like how there's, in Muay Thai, there's, like, traditional, and then there's, like, more modern, where they fight with gloves. Mm. So it's both like that. So it's, like, even with, like, Leithway, it's, like, some people just use wraps, and other people use MMA gloves. Some people use, like, boxing gloves. But in the end, they still headbutt each other.
True.
But it's so brutal.
Yeah, fuck. I actually watched a video a week ago about Leithway and stuff, and oh my god. First off, it's fucking brutal and bloody. Second, I'm kind of interested if Muay Thai came first or Leithway came first, and which derived from which, or if they even correlated from each other.
I'm gonna just say, you know, this is super political about it, especially the martial arts community. So, like, you know, I'm just gonna Google search this right now.
No worries.
Okay, and then we'll just say whichever answer shows up first is right in this case. Okay, so, you know, it's not us. It's not us.
It's Google telling us that. So yeah. Hold back now. Hold back, guys. Don't hate on us yet.
I know, like, they're from different countries, though.
Mm-hmm. But, like, they are.
Oh, okay. So, according to MMALife.com, not me and Gyrus, MMALife.com, Leithway is also known as Burmese bare knuckle boxing and was developed before Muay Thai.
Burmese bare knuckle boxing.
Yeah. So
that sounds awesome as
fuck. Yeah, that's badass. But holy so shit. Apparently it was created 1,000 years ago in Burma.
Mm-hmm. Where is that over? Europe?
It's in Myanmar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I need to check my geography here real quick. Where's Myanmar?
It's in Southeast Asia, I'm pretty sure.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and
they're like going through some shit right now though, like some political like you know how Hong Kong went through that whole protest thing with the government.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're going through something similar like that. So you know, if anyone's actually watching this,
oh, it's near Thailand and oh yeah, please.
Yeah,
they're near going Thailand and shit. Vietnam. They need to
raise awareness. Between Thailand and Vietnam. So like, that's why the whole like which came first is probably like super debated. It's like how. What is it? Bokator and Muay Thai are always fighting about which came first and which was derived from which as well.
See, that's actually fucking real interesting. Yeah. And I feel like Muay Thai was derived from BBB. Fucking Burmese bare knuckle boxing just sounds awesome as fuck. I don't know about
you. Yeah. But for sure, I do think it's there. Okay. I'm gonna get so much hate for this. Okay, but okay. I actually do think Leithway came before Muay Thai because I feel like Muay Thai was made to be a bit more safer, especially with Leithway having so much headbutting in it.
Mm-hmm. And then Muay Thai.
It's slightly safer, but the real argument in the Muay Thai community is which came first, Bokator or Muay Thai?
What's Bokator actually? Educate me on Bokator, please.
So Bokator it's a Khmer martial art.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was a Cambodian martial art. Shit. It looks super similar, like super similar to Muay Thai.
All right.
Yeah, so, like that whole like you know like have you seen Ombat by Tony Jaa?
I haven't seen the movie, but I've seen like clips and trailers and stuff
in documentaries. He has this like whole like forms like practicing scene in it and a lot of people are arguing like he's actually doing Bokator or Muay Thai.
Oh, I
I see.
Yeah. So it's like
basically they just
yeah, it's super controversial.
I see. What's oh my god? Speaking of Aanbak, that's actually a pretty fucking great movie. I saw like a recent doc.
So good.
Yeah, like you know, kung fu movies and stuff, right? You know how they're like, whoa, and just like doing fucking Wing Chun and all that shit, flying kicks with Aanbak. It's more gritty. It's more straight to the fucking point with their action scenes.
It's so brutal, man. Like, you see Tony Jaa, he just, like, bang, like, roundhouse kicks, like, dude in the face like that. And they're just like, oh, my God. It
feels more efficient than other martial arts.
I think it's very Donnie Yen-esque. Like, modern Donnie Yen-esque. You know what I mean?
I see.
Because Donnie Yen is, like, super different from, like, Hong Kong cinema. Like, well, he is part of Hong Kong cinema, but he's very different from, like, old like martial arts movies, you know what I mean? He's not like he used to be floaty, he used to be like Twinkle Toes, you know, like bouncing off like balconies and shit, but like now like a lot of his movies are like super like have you played Sleeping Dogs?
No, not yet actually.
Bro, you need to play Sleeping Dogs. That's
is that a game?
Yeah, it's a brutal game. It's dude, you'll love it. It's it's Chinese triads. Fighting, so you're this undercover cop that infiltrates the Chinese triads, which is like the Chinese mafia, right? Yeah, and then you join this gang, and then you have to like beat up a ton of people using like brutal like kung fu martial arts and stuff like that. And it's like MMA style martial arts. Yeah, it's like the Tony Jaa like Muay Thai style martial arts, and you beat the shit out of people. There's like environmental combat, but like it was legitimately like a super violent game. And it makes you feel so badass because like he does like all these like spinning combos and like stuff, but it, like he does it in like a realistic way.
Okay, kind of like more efficient. Yeah. No fucking Twinkle Toes flying back kick.
Yeah,
it's basically more practical IRL instead of like some martial. All right, but we got fucking off topic there. What were you talking about?
We're supposed to be talking about historical martial arts.
Oh fuck, that is true.
But we went off track.
But, oh, you know, my lord. Okay. Actually, how much time do we have left to fit in more stuff?
Bro, I did not start the timer, actually. How long has it been recording? It should be...
Yeah, 34 minutes so far.
34 minutes? I think we can go for, like, another 30.
Yeah, we got time.
We should actually, like, talk about what we're supposed to talk about.
Because we're just fucking rambling on at this point. Just having.
Well, I mean, like, that's the whole point of a podcast, though. Just rambling on about stupid shit.
We start off with a certain topic, and then we branch off from that, right?
Yeah. And then it's just, you know, we should really start coming up with titles after, just because.
Yeah, actually, you know what? That's a good point. That's a good point.
Just because, like, I feel like at this point, it's just going to be like, whatever's the funniest thing we talked about is going to be the title.
True.
Yeah.
But, like, actually, you know what we can do? We get for titles and stuff. We can just include everything we talked about. Like, for example, we talked about some history. We talked about certain history of some sports and how new bare knuckle boxing. We also talked about that too. Talked about Aanbak, a little bit of movies here and there. Oh my God, we're just flowing with ideas.
If you think about it, weirdly enough, we did talk about how martial arts evolved. Because we started with old martial arts and now we're talking about...
Oh my god.
Bro, that is okay.
We got this.
Let's go.
We did that unintentionally too. Yeah, I thought we were...
We're talking about video games too, you know? Like, Sleeping Dogs was created in America, so...
True. It's basically all martial arts. We even talked about movies and stuff too.
Yeah, like how we talked about old movies and how they evolved and Donnie Yen and Ong.
Yeah, but it's
all good. We're on topic, bro. Fuck that shit.
All right. But shit. Now I kind of don't know what to talk about. Okay, no, wait, no. I got another fucking thing. We talked about boxing. We talked about bare knuckle boxing. Okay. Taekyon, Taekwondo, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Muay Thai. Let's talk about wrestling. I've had like a little bit of interest in wrestling recently because it's grappling, right? But I don't really know the rules of wrestling that much, but I know for a damn fact that you have to get your opponent on the canvas as fast as possible, like either via takedown or pinning their shoulders. Is that right? Or am I like getting this wrong?
I'm pretty sure that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm. There's multiple styles of wrestling too, from what I've researched just now. My lord. But where is it? Where did that tab go? Okay. Multiple wrestling types. Folk style, freestyle, Greco-Roman, which is used in the Olympics, I think. Catch, yeah. Submission. Judo is actually a form of wrestling? What?
I. That's going to be super, super controversial to say. So, you know, we're just going to keep judo as judo.
Hey. Wikipedia said it. All right. You didn't hear that from
Wikipedia
us.
Wikipedia said. I.
And Sambo, too, is another form of wrestling.
Oh, yo, wait. Korea actually has folk style wrestling.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
Talk to me more about this. Oh, it's collegiate wrestling? Sorry, continue.
It's called Sidum. It's a very traditional folk style wrestling. It's not like traditional style. It resembles sumo in a way that they like it resembles sumo. I'm not gonna lie, but it's more of using your legs to like entrap. Like so, essentially, how you wrestle in Sidum is both opponents wear these belts called satpa. Mm-hmm. And then you grab the belts and you're not allowed to let go. You can let go of the belts, but you have to like, you can't like smack or like push people away and like headlock them or anything like that. You can grab someone's leg, pull it and knock them over and take them down. So the entire point of the wrestling is to knock the other person over. It's all takedowns, like straight takedowns.
Folk style wrestling for Korea?
Yeah, Korea, yeah.
I see. That's real fucking cool, though. With that topic said, do you think sumo? Well, it's sumo wrestling. What the fuck am I talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, of all those wrestling types, folk style, freestyle, Greco-Roman, sumo, maybe sambo too, even. What interests you the most? Oh my god! Even Pankration. Or Pankration, or fucking something like that, that originated from Greek. Oh, sorry, continue. I just like fangirl.
Pankration is cool. It's like boxing and wrestling at the same time.
Yo, that's fucking awesome. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do more research about that. But sorry, continue.
Well, I mean, if I were to take any of those, I'd probably say Pankration because it's probably the most effective in real life. But speaking of like just like learning, I feel like there is more of a variety of like good Greco-Roman freestyle wrestling instructors today.
True.
Mm-hmm. Compared to like more folk style wrestling.
But man, let's talk about the history here real quick. It says here the origins of wrestling go back to Babylonian and Egyptian references here. Like doing holds and stuff. Maybe even in India too. Holy shit, wrestling's a really old fucking thing.
Huh. I mean, like, wrestling itself is, like, pretty much like what you said at the beginning of the podcast. It's like, oh, how it was used for people to dominate each other, right?
Kind of like
It's
like our form of... Yeah, it's like our form of mating competition type thing back then, hey?
In a way, yeah. Combat sports have always been around. People are like, oh, combat sports is like new because MMA, but it's like combat sports itself has been around like since who knows when, right?
That is true. Do you think combat, wrestling, striking, grappling, do you think that's hardwired or ingrained into our very DNA? Like we're designed to, compete and overpower each other in competition like that?
I think that's
like, you know how
that's nature, you know, for any creature, I think, at least
that is true. Yeah. So I guess we're not exempt from that. Hey,
yeah. We're not exempt from nature. We still like human nature itself. I personally think is like we want to be better than one another. We want to be the best, you know? And like, it's just, it's natural selection. You know what I mean? Because it's like, if people are like, oh, we're not animals, but it's like, at our very like base nature, we're still animals in some way. And I feel like
that's why competition exists.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like even if nobody like created martial arts till now, it's bound to happen naturally. You know what I mean? Like some person's going to find a more effective and efficient way to move this way. And that's like, it's just going to turn out. Right.
So that's basically the basis of how martial arts evolved, because it's hardwired into our system, right?
Yeah.
We just form multiple ways to come out on top of each other. Mm-hmm. The essence of competition itself is ingrained into our brains and DNA. Mm-hmm. You think so?
And I also think it's because this is kind of like a ironic thing to say. Like it's very like paradoxical, but humans are lazy. Like people are lazy. They want the easy way out, right?
That is true.
No matter what happens. Like even if like we're building a building, we want to make it the fastest, most efficient way possible. And I think martial arts is an essence of that.
So I would like to apologize for some technical difficulties on our end. We lost some footage, but don't worry. We are going to try to take off where, you know, it got cut. Yeah.
Okay. But could you repeat what you said for me one more time?
What I said was human nature in its like very like base form is to try to be efficient and lazy, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why when we build buildings, we find out what's the easiest way, what's the most efficient way possible,
right?
And like, yeah, because we're lazy. But ironically, like paradoxically, martial artists are athletic. Like, they're athletic. Like, we can't doubt that. Like, they're athletic. But it's the idea that they created efficient and fast movements to take down the opponent. And that whole basis of humans being wanting to be more efficient is what created martial arts.
That's a really good way to think about it. And then being athletic, they want to become more efficient, faster, and stronger in order to perfect and become more efficient in their art and discipline.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why conditioning is a thing. That's why athletes want to be more efficient in the sport that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like what running is to boxing, with what else is there? I don't know what other workout, what fucking plyometrics is to football and to basketball, you know, because they want to increase their explosivity. Your explosivity, exactly, not explosivity. Mm-hmm. But man, oh man, humans may be lazy people and stuff, but I think from that laziness, there's an essence of hard work put in, because they want to be efficient at something, so they want to work hard to become lazy at something else.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking, because it's like,
big fucking brain.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like, if you think about it, it's like, why do boxers condition themselves? Because that way they don't have to try as hard when they're actually fighting, because they have that conditioning, right?
Mm-hmm.
The whole like,
they can try hard.
Why we work out. Yeah. The reason why we work harder is so we can be lazy when it needs to be.
That's a really great way of thinking about things, yo.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I should be a philosophy major. What the fuck am I doing in Bachelor of Science? Oh my god. But
moving on. Is to be lazy, and we work hard to achieve laziness.
I'm gonna fucking write that down. Use that as a fucking quote, you. But man, that's an awesome way of thinking.
Dude, it kind of sucks because I feel like no one's actually gonna hear this. We're coming up with some good shit.
I got friends that listen to this, by the way. Same with Kian. Kian listened to it. My friend Sanjana listened to it.
Yeah, I know Kian listened to it. You know what? I'm gonna check our analytics, because I can actually do that. Well, at least on Spotify, I can check our analytics. We got 17 views on the YouTube video, but it's like, nobody listens that long though. Like, there was one person I think that listened to 40 minutes of it, which was pretty good.
Yo, that's sick. Were there any hate comments?
Let's see. Top episodes. Oh, that's wow. We got 7 listeners. 25%, which is like, how many streams is that? So that's 7 streams, 25% of that. It's like, wow. What? It's like 2-3 people listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, that's fucking we're making big money.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Sick. I feel kind of wow to have like actual people listen to us talk and just rant out about like Marsha. Jesus Christ.
I mean, like, it's only 3 people, but it's like, well, people are listening.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of
people are listening. You know, it feels
Did you promote
nice.
This, by the way? Because I kind of like promoted it on my like Snapchat and shit.
I promoted it all over my TikTok for a bit. So.
Oh, I see.
But like, I don't know if anyone's actually going to listen to it. I think like one of the people I met on TikTok, they listened to it, I'm pretty sure. And like,
okay.
I actually have a few martial artist TikTokers who are like, we follow each other. So if possible, we should try to get them on the podcast after maybe a few episodes in.
True. That would be sick. I'd be excited to like meet new people. Who do you have in mind for the next podcast, actually? Actually, let's look at our topics here and see. What do you think we could talk about next week or so?
Next week? Yeah, we could talk about anime versus martial arts movies.
Oh, true. Or we could even go philosophical here and go with, what do you fight for?
Fight for it. That's actually pretty cool too. Dude, we've been on a philosophical
ethics and morals of fighting.
Okay. We got to stop talking about this stuff because we're gonna get into it if we keep talking about it. So we'll do that next episode.
Okay, I feel like we need to. Okay, let's end this here right now because otherwise I'm gonna fucking start talking about topics that we're not supposed to talk about until next episode.
All right.
We got such good content.
Yeah. Right, so. All right. So if you want, we will end the episode here. Right. I think we recorded about 45 minutes, maybe 50 minutes. So it's good time. You know, it's a bit shorter than last week's, but that's probably better because I feel like more people would actually stay through the whole duration of it.
Yes, sir.
But do you want to do the outro or should I do the outro?
I'll do the outro again.
And
with that being said, we've reached the end of our discussion here. See you guys on another episode of Martial Talk with Daniel Kim and Jairus Moranga.
Oh, right. And be sure to follow our socials, you know.
Oh, yes. The plugs. The plugs. I completely forgot about that. Right, also, Daniel, you go first.
Yeah, this is actually pretty important because I didn't say this last time, but Spotify does not let us upload videos because we're not rich enough or important enough to upload videos with our podcast. So if you guys actually want to watch the video associated with this podcast, go to Dan Tries YT on YouTube and you'd be able to see the whole full video with our reactions as well as the video that Jairus was reacting to.
True. You can see it. You can get to see our pretty faces talk.
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of ugly, but don't get your hopes up. We're kind of ugly. I mean, Jairus is good looking, but I'm still losing weight.
Bro, you're glowing up by the day. Don't shut the fuck up.
Thanks, bro.
Hey, by the way, I'm getting my braces off soon on March the 3rd. Y'all stay tuned, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, then make sure you watch the video. You know, you got to see the before and after of my boy Jairus. Also, speaking of my boy Jairus, go follow this man on Instagram at Jairus.Moranga. And follow me on Instagram on Dan Tries Insta. And I also have Dan Tries TikTok. So, you know, all of my socials are Dan Tries this and that. So I don't have Twitter, though. Twitter's a piece of shit. It's just because I don't know how to use Twitter.
Twitter is awesome, though. I've been on Twitter. I deleted Twitter because of not... for fucking schooling reasons, because I actually needed to study and I didn't want to get into a loophole. But with that being said, we will end the episode here. All right. See you guys on another episode of Martial Talk with Daniel Kim and Jairus Moranga. Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.